But he...
He won't anyhow.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use Darent or Dasent?
No.
There?
No.
All right. Now, there are just a couple more minutes left in the tape. I just wish, if you, in the last couple minutes here, if you just tell me about say, on these fishing excursions that you go on, where you go and so forth, and you say you usually spend the whole day there?
Yeah, we go either to the Douglas Lake or to the Roger Lake.
Uh-huh.
Take our dinner with us, water.
How early do you go in the morning, usually?
Usually, just as we get started.
Uh-huh.
So 6, 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
But we usually come in about 3.
Now, do you rent a boat over there, or do you?
Whenever you, we just fish from shoreline.
I see.
Yeah, we don't fool with the boat.
And you stay there all day, then?
Stay there all day. Just anywhere we can find a good fishing place.
Uh-huh. Now, do you ever fish at night around in this part?
No,
of
the they do a lot of fishing at night, but I don't. I would if I, but I can't handle leave at night, you know.
Sure.
I can't leave my wife at night.
Now, is that
the fish, they claim they bite better at night.
Uh-huh. I wondered about the fishing in the streams around here in the mountains, and if there are any good trout streams.
Yeah, they advertise them. I've never been a trout fishing, but they advertise them in the Greenville Sound.
And that's pretty close?
Oh yeah, over just a little ways out from Greenville, out on National Highway, you'll find trout streams.
Uh-huh.
Camp Creek, and around over at White Sand.
Uh-huh. Now, is Camp Creek and this
it's in Greene County.
I see.
Yeah.
That down toward the end?
No, it's back out. You got the Asheville Highway.
Down out the Asheville Highway. Yeah, I was out that way when I was down in the place called the Coves. It's down near, past the dam.
Yeah.
That's the general area.
Well, we have gone over to Power Down fish, but we don't fish much over there. Mm-hmm. But the lakes and everything's got full of water now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do much good fishing now.
Well, does the added water have anything to do with the...
The more water there is, you see, the less chance you've got of catching a fish.
Now, why is that?
Well, he just got much more territory, you
see.
See.
Yeah, I see. It's like catching a rabbit or something in a smaller field, huh?
Well, the smaller amount of water they are, the more...
They can move around, I see.
The less less territory the fish has got to move in.
I see.
Yeah, that Tarragon River over there, I guess it's back from up now to the steam plant.
Which river is that now?
Rogersville River, over here at Hawkins County.
How long does it take to drive to Rogersville from here? From Greenville, would you say?
Oh, it'd take... You not knowing the road too well, it'd take you just a little better than an hour.
Uh-huh. There are 81, you know, 70, isn't it? It goes, 70, I think, goes right up there. You have to go across the...
You wouldn't go further than...
Did you cross the lake at Morristown there, right around?
No, you can cross the lake at Morristown, about 25.
Mm.
But what I'm talking about is way back, way above Morristown.
Uh-huh. Above Rogersville?
Well, it's right in the Rogersville vicinity,
yeah.
Where you'd go if you was going over fishing. Uh-huh. Rogersville just a little beyond where you'd go fishing.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of going to Rogersville. I'm going to have to go over there. I don't know if I'm going to make it on this trip, but I'm going to go over to Rogersville.